Welcome to our deep dive, everybody. Today we're going deep into space exploration, and we're talking about some really big questions based on the articles you sent in.
Yeah, you know, it really does feel different this time. It's not just about the science anymore. It's like...
Right. It's like it's actually about...
Yeah, the future of humanity, maybe even survival.
Exactly, survival. Okay, yeah. So your articles focus on two big players, NASA and SpaceX.
The classic veteran versus the newcomer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they're both working towards this multiplanetary future for humans, but they've got totally different approaches.
Totally. So NASA, you know, with decades of experience, they're taking this very measured approach. Everything is by the book.
Right. Very methodical, very scientific.
And then you have SpaceX with Elon Musk pushing the limits, being disruptive, trying to do things faster and cheaper.
Right. And cheaper. And it's fascinating how they're both competitors and partners in this huge endeavor.
Yeah. They need each other in a lot of ways.
They totally do.
Yeah.
But before we even get to the missions themselves, there's this underlying theme in your articles that really hit me.
Yeah.
Space exploration is not a luxury anymore.
Not at all.
It's a necessity.
A necessity, yeah. And the articles you sent, they highlight things like climate change and global unrest. And those are the drivers behind this new push to find solutions beyond Earth.
Yeah, it's like we've been ignoring these problems for so long, and now it's like, oh, shoot.
Right.
What if Earth becomes uninhabitable and we need a plan B? Space travel becomes less about curiosity and more about survival.
Exactly. Yeah, like we need a backup plan, and that's what's driving a lot of this new urgency in space exploration.
Totally. And you can see that urgency reflected in the missions happening right now. It's not just about planting a flag on Mars anymore.
No, it's about establishing a lasting presence.
A permanent foothold on other worlds.
Exactly.
So where do we even start? We have the rover on Mars, the Artemis program, trying to get us back on the moon.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Well, those Mars discoveries are pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about those.
The Perseverance rover is sending back these images of an ancient river delta.
A river delta on Mars. Mm. Can you imagine that? Like, you can almost see the water rushing, carving out these valleys.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's not just the delta. They found organic molecules, too, which means that Mars was once habitable.
Wow. So this is not just about rocks and rivers. This is about life.
It is. It changes everything about how we think about the possibility of life beyond Earth.
If Mars was once like Earth, could there be fossils? Could life still exist underground?
Those are the million-dollar questions. And speaking of ambitious goals, let's talk about the moon. The Artemis program, NASA's program to return humans to the moon, kicked off with a successful launch of Artemis Earth back in 2021. And this time, it's not just a quick visit.
Where they're planning on setting up a whole base camp on the moon.
Exactly. They're calling it a lunar base camp, and it's going to be a stepping stone for missions further into space.
And the goal is to have a sustainable presence on the moon by 2028. I mean, a permanent human settlement on another celestial body.
Mm-hmm.
This is really happening.
Yeah, it really is. And it plays right into that bigger picture of becoming a multi-planetary species. The moon's a testing ground for all the technologies and strategies we'll need to eventually get to Mars and beyond.
It's like a practice run for Mars.
Exactly, a practice run for Mars, and we're learning a lot already.
So we have these incredible government-led programs, but then you have SpaceX doing things their own way, completely shaking things up. Tell me about their approach.
Well, SpaceX is all about making space travel more accessible and affordable.
Right, and their big innovation is reusable rockets, like the Starship.
Exactly. Starship, which had that successful test flight earlier this year.
That was a big deal. Everybody was talking about it. But what makes Starship so different from the rockets we're used to?
Traditional rockets are single-use launch, and then they just become expensive space junk.
Oh, so they just float around up there.
Well, some of them burn up in the atmosphere. But yeah, basically, very wasteful Starship is designed to land back on Earth just like an airplane.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, it can refuel and fly again, and that dramatically reduces the cost of space travel.
So you're saying one day I could book a flight on Starship?
Yeah.
Like just a quick trip to orbit to see the view?
Yeah.
Or a weekend getaway to a lunar resort?
Uh-huh. Well, maybe not a weekend getaway just yet, but that's the ultimate goal, to make space travel as routine as air travel.
I can't even imagine. But of course, developing a fully reusable rocket system is incredibly challenging.
Oh, absolutely. There are huge engineering hurdles and safety concerns.
But space exploration has always been about pushing boundaries, right?
It has always been about that.
Taking risks to achieve what seems impossible.
And sometimes those risks pay off and sometimes they don't.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, we have to talk about the discoveries being made by the James Webb Space Telescope.
The James Webb, yes. It's like having a time machine We can see back to the earliest moments of the universe.
It's incredible. I was reading about how it's capturing these images of galaxies forming billions of years ago.
Yeah.
Billions. It's like we're watching the universe be born.
It really is. And the data is already changing our theories about how the universe works, how stars and galaxies form.
It's mind-blowing.
And it's also giving us clues about the potential for life beyond Earth, which brings us to another big topic.
The ethics of space exploration. It's not just about scientific curiosity anymore. It's about our responsibility to the universe and any life we might find out there.
Exactly. As we go further into space, we have to think about the consequences of our actions.
It's uncharted territory. We're writing the rules as we go.
We are, and there are a lot of tough questions. What are our rights and responsibilities on other celestial bodies? Does exploration always come before preservation? What happens if we encounter extraterrestrial life?
How should we interact with it? What are the rules of first contact?
Exactly. And these are questions that we need to be asking ourselves now before it's too late.
It's a lot to think about. And we'll be right back after a short break to dive even deeper into these fascinating questions with you.
Welcome back to our deep dive. It's great to have you back.
We're picking up right where we left off those advancements in space exploration with NASA and SpaceX and all the discoveries and, of course, the ethical questions that come up.
All based on the articles you shared, remember?
Absolutely. Okay, so in the last part, we were talking about how space exploration might actually be necessary for humanity to survive.
It's a pretty heady concept.
It is. Like, what if Earth becomes uninhabitable? We need a backup plan.
Yeah, like a cosmic insurance policy.
Uh-huh, right. And that brings up some really deep questions about what it means to be human.
Totally. Like, what if we end up living on Mars? Would we still be Earthlings?
Right. Would we create a whole new Martian culture?
Yeah.
And how would we even make Mars livable? It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. And it shows how becoming a multiplanetary species is about more than just the technology.
It's about adapting to a completely new environment.
And potentially even evolving as a species.
Wow. It's like a giant leap for humanity.
In every sense of the word.
Okay, but let's bring it back down to Earth for a second.
Yeah.
We've talked about Mars and the Moon and Starship, but what about everything else happening out there in space?
Oh, yeah, there's so much more to explore. Your articles mentioned those incredible discoveries from the James Webb Space Telescope.
The James Webb. It's like a time machine. It can see back to the beginning of the universe.
Almost to beginning, at least.
I was reading about how it's capturing images of galaxies forming billions of years ago.
Billions, yeah. It's amazing.
It's like we're watching the universe being born.
And the data from the James Webb is challenging all our theories about the universe.
It's making us rethink everything.
It is. And it's giving us clues about the possibility of life beyond Earth, too.
Speaking of which, that's what I'm really curious about. Is there anyone else out there? And if so, what are they like? Are they friendly? Do they have technology? Or are they just tiny little microbes?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's one that humans have been asking forever.
Forever.
The articles you sent mentioned the possibility of finding microbial life on Mars or maybe on one of those icy moons of Jupiter or Saturn.
Oh, yeah. Those icy moons are fascinating.
Mm.
They have these huge oceans under the ice. And scientists think those oceans could have life.
They could. And the search for extraterrestrial life is not just about science. It's about philosophy and culture, too.
It makes us question our place in the universe.
It does. And it makes us wonder about the nature of life itself.
What if we made contact with an alien civilization? It would be incredible, but also kind of scary.
Definitely. Like, how would we even communicate? Would they be peaceful? Would they understand us at all?
It's like stepping into the unknown.
It is. And that's both exciting and terrifying.
So we have to approach space exploration carefully.
With humility and responsibility.
We need to be ready for anything, and we need to think about the impact of our actions.
Yeah, it's not just about planting flags on other planets anymore.
It's about understanding our place in the universe and respecting all forms of life.
Absolutely, and ensuring that our explorations are sustainable.
We need to be good stewards of the cosmos.
I like that, good stewards of the cosmos.
Okay, so we've talked about the amazing discoveries, the possibility of alien life, the ethical side of things, but what about the people involved? The human element.
Oh, you're right. We can't forget about the human stories behind all of this.
The astronauts who risk their lives, the scientists, the engineers.
The people who are making this incredible journey possible.
It's easy to get caught up in the technology, but it's all driven by people.
And space exploration is not just about achieving scientific goals. It's about inspiring future generations.
It's about that sense of wonder and curiosity.
Exactly, and reminding us of what humans can achieve when we work together.
I think about all the kids who dream of being astronauts, of traveling to other planets.
It's that sense of wonder that keeps us moving forward, keeps us reaching for the stars.
And it's a reminder that the journey is just as important as the destination.
It's about the challenges we overcome, the discoveries we make, the connections we forge.
It's a story that's been going on for centuries.
And it will continue to inspire us for generations to come.
It's a pretty amazing time to be alive, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. To be witnessing this incredible era of space exploration.
To see humanity pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It's a privilege to be a part of this journey.
I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Me too. And who knows what incredible discoveries and adventures await us out there.
The universe is full of mysteries.
And we're just beginning to explore them.
That's what makes it so exciting. Every new mission, every new discovery opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
It's like a never-ending story.
And we're all part of it.
And it's a story that we're writing together as a species.
Welcome back to our deep dive. We're in the final stretch now, and things are about to get really cosmic.
Really cosmic. Yeah, we've covered so much already, but as we explore space, we inevitably bump into those really big existential questions.
The meaning of life, the nature of reality, our place in the universe.
And those are exactly the questions we're going to tackle in this last part of our dive.
So buckle up, everyone. We're going deep.
Deep into the cosmos. Okay, so earlier we were talking about the possibility of finding life beyond Earth, but what if we're totally alone?
Alone in the universe. It's a mind-blowing thought.
It is. Imagine the entire universe and we're the only intelligent life out there. How would that change our perspective on everything?
It would make us feel pretty special, wouldn't it?
Maybe. But it would also make us realize how precious and fragile life is.
Like we have a responsibility to protect it.
Exactly. If we're the only ones, then the fate of life in the universe rests on our shoulders.
No pressure. Okay, let's flip that around. What if we defined evidence of alien life?
No, that would be truly revolutionary.
How would we even approach contact? I mean, it's not like we can just pick up the phone and call them.
Right. Your articles talked about developing ethical frameworks and communication protocols for interacting with extraterrestrial life. It's something we need to think about seriously.
Because first contact could go very wrong.
It could, and we need to be prepared.
We need to do everything we can to avoid misunderstandings and potential conflict.
It's like that saying, first do no harm. But how do you define harm when dealing with a life form that could be completely different from us?
That's a tough one. It would require a lot of careful thought and collaboration between scientists, philosophers, ethicists.
And communication experts.
We might even need a whole new field of study, extraterrestrial diplomacy.
I like that. But seriously, it's an exciting challenge and one that I think we're capable of meeting.
It feels like we're on the cusp of a whole new era in human history, the age of interstellar exploration.
And it's an era full of potential, both incredible opportunities and huge challenges.
Speaking of challenges, let's get practical for a second.
Yeah.
We have these dreams of being a multiplanetary species.
Wow.
Colonizing Mars, traveling to other stars. But how do we actually make that happen?
It's going to take a lot of resources, advanced technology, and human ingenuity.
We'll need to figure out how to travel vast distances, protect ourselves from the dangers of space, create self-sustaining habitats on other planets.
It's not going to be easy, that's for sure.
It's not like hopping on a plane. These journeys could take years, even decades.
And the risks are significant radiation exposure equipment failures, the psychological toll of being away from Earth for so long.
It's definitely not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
But space travel has always been about pushing the boundaries, right?
It has. It's about taking risks and pushing ourselves to achieve the seemingly impossible.
And when you think about it, we've come so far in such a short time.
We have. We went from barely getting off the ground to sending probes to the outer solar system, landing rovers on Mars, building a space station that orbits our planet.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you put it that way.
It is, and it makes you wonder what we'll achieve next.
What will the next 50 years bring? 100 years.
I believe the possibilities are limitless as we continue to explore the universe. We'll encounter new challenges, make new discoveries, and those discoveries will push the boundaries of human knowledge even further.
Who knows what amazing technologies will come out of it? Yeah. Maybe we'll discover new forms of energy or even unlock the secrets of fast and light travel.
It's all possible. And the journey itself, the pursuit of knowledge, is just as important as the destination.
Well said. As we wrap up our deep dive into space exploration, I want to leave you with one final thought.
Please do.
The universe is a vast and mysterious place, full of wonder, beauty, and endless possibility. And we as humans have this incredible opportunity to explore it, to learn from it, and to contribute to its ongoing story.
So keep looking up at the stars, keep asking those big questions, keep dreaming big, because the future of space exploration is in our hands.
And on that note, we come to the end of our deep dive. Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey. And until next time, keep exploring.